Hey. So this live is all about decluttering, and it's a special live. Hang on, I'm gonna do a reading. Yep. It might take a second. Can you see it? Can you guys see me live? Let's see. This is always the thing with the groups. Okay. Is that you, Jen? That found me. All right. If you can just share this, perfect. Hey, Jen. If you can share it into the group, because I realized if I share it, yes, awesome. Yay, welcome, and welcome to everyone on Facebook and Instagram. I just wanted to give a special shout out to Jen, who's watching now, and your Facebook group, Highly Sensitive Extroverts. This is a special live made for you, but it's also very applicable to everyone because it's about decluttering. And this is a very on-trend topic right now. If anyone has watched Marie Forleo? Yes, good. Not Marie Forleo, Marie Kondo. Thank you for sharing it in the group. Yay, those can join in. And also, we're on Instagram Live too. So there'll be others joining in. Thank you for joining. This is going to be interactive, so feel free to write in comments as we go. And if you're watching on the replay as well. But this is a decluttering is a great topic. It's very on trend. If anyone has been watching the Netflix series Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, let me know. You can put that in the comments. A lot of talking about it. But I wanted to share, and I'll introduce myself in a little bit, but let you know if you are someone who maybe is inspired, been thinking about, feel like you need to declutter, but it's overwhelming. Maybe there's You just have no idea where to start, or you just feel like you've tried and it gets messy again. This live stream is for you. I've been there. I know how that feels. I am Jenna Johnson. I'm an interior redesigner, and I run my own company. And I also run a Facebook group called Inspired Home Deco that's all about creating a home that inspires you and reflects you. But the way that I first started that was actually after reading Marie Kondo's book. This was around 2.5 years ago. I was inspired, like I thought, okay, this is great, but at the same time, I felt completely like it was impossible for me. And that is what started this whole journey of later becoming a redesigner and everything, because I got a vision for my home and completely transformed it and realized this can work for many people. And it's not about having like knowing being able to know how what your artistic eye and everything is, but it's really about knowing yourself. And so this is also these tips today with decluttering are simple things you can do because it's all about knowing yourself. So let's get started. And I especially stay to the end because I have a extra special tip that I think is something you can do right away. I know that Jen and others, maybe you're in Australia, so it's the evening for you, something you could do after dinner. For those of you watching in the morning, later today, but a super fast decluttering tip. So, my three simple tips for decluttering. The first one is you've got to declutter your mind. I love to say that because it's, there's like this mental space in our mind that gets taken up by so many things, the mental load. And I have one example of a friend who said, she asked her husband, he looked at the desk and she said, "What do you see?" And he said, "A desk." And then she said, "You know what I see? I see papers that need to be sorted. I see a sock that needs to go in the sock drawer. I see tape that it doesn't needs to be put away." It was like this long list of things. And that's often how it is in our homes, is we're looking around and everywhere there's just these reminders of things that we have to do or haven't done. And it can feel so overwhelming on top of the idea of decluttering and sorting and even making more of a mess. So if you want to make those big changes in your home, if you want to start to see big shifts, it starts first in your mind. And I'm sure this is, I know this is something we talk about a lot in, Jen, in your group with the highly sensitive extroverts, and in many things, mindset is huge, as we know. But I want to give you two really ways that you can declutter your mind when it comes to preparing to declutter your home. The first, so this is still the first tip here, but you've got to start with gratitude. So think about what you are grateful for about your home, what you appreciate, something you really love. Maybe it's one area of your home you really love. That helps to get more positive and focus on the bigger picture. And then after that, the next thing is to think about a specific end result. So when we talk about decluttering, it's easy. It's like a big word. And yes, all of us probably need to declutter our whole home. But for today, yes, mindset is key, right? It's so true. But for today, I want to focus on what is a specific thing that you want to declutter. What is a specific result, actually? So not just what you want to declutter, but why. So this is part of, again, all the mindset, why. And you can post in the comments, those, again, who are watching now and also on the replay, post what's something you're grateful for in your home and also why do you want to declutter? And this can be like, maybe you're thinking specifically, for me, I would say I have to work on my kitchen. So I'm applying all this now to me too, decluttering the kitchen and the cabinets particularly. And for me, that's really important because that helps inspire me to cook and to be more motivated to cook and to cook faster because it's easier to find things. So it's really important to find that why. And when you're, that will give you more mental space of like, okay, this is worth spending time on. So that's the first tip, declutter your mind. The second one, and this is big, is start with one area first. And I can't emphasize this enough because we often will be like, again, this whole mindset concept of I have to declutter everywhere. And sometimes you get in, once you start decluttering, you get into like, that, like the desk example of my friend, you start to put things away in other rooms and you realize, oh, this needs to be sorted here and this. And it can be like a big mess where you've done so much work, but when you look at it, it doesn't feel like you've done anything or it feels messier than before. And so it's really important to just focus on one area and let yourself experience the difference there. So this can be some, I suggest a smaller area or a room. The best is actually something that you are super motivated to see, you know, to live in, to do something in, to experience after it's decluttered. So for me, like I gave the kitchen example, that's an area I need to declutter, but I'm actually way more motivated to declutter a bedroom. That's where I started when I started my whole like changing my house, because that I really wanted to create an oasis. I really wanted a space that was relaxed. And so there were other areas in the home that needed to be worked on, but I focused on the one that I was most excited about. And that is very important. And to really fully commit to decluttering that area first before going to other areas of the house. It's kind of a bit of a discipline, but you will experience, like once you experience how it feels and changes, then you're much more motivated to keep going because it is a process. I think that's the whole thing. Decluttering is a process, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It should really be fun. It's part of, you know, creating the atmosphere you want in your home. And I think for many times, maybe you can put a one in the comments if you relate to this, that we start off like sometimes decluttering or the idea that we need that space comes from total frustration. Hey, Rachel, thanks for joining. It comes from total frustration. Like you're like, I need to do this, like just, I want to purge and get rid of everything. And while sometimes that can be effective, like you get a lot done, decluttering from that state of energy isn't going to help you feel good in the end result. And sometimes you might regret things you threw away. So being able to first do the steps that I told about decluttering your mind, so you're out of that mindset of frustration and you're focused on what you're grateful for and you're focused on something specific. And then putting all that energy into one room and really getting it done, that's going to make you feel so good about the decluttering process and to see your result and experience it. And that is what you need to keep decluttering. Because like this whole live stream is about how to get over the overwhelm and start today. But it's also that's what's going to help you make those long-lasting changes. And the third tip, which is huge, and I think we don't talk about enough, is know your weaknesses. So be really honest with yourself about how your habits around cleaning, around the way that you organize things or don't organize things, or what you like to do and don't. And I have a great example with this for myself, is that I'm an interior redesigner, so I love designing and styling homes. It's my specialty. But the way that I organize my desk, I can make it really pretty and styled. But what I realized is that the way that I actually think and like to work is very messy. I like to take everything out, have it spread, easy to access. And so I had organized my desk after I decluttered in this very kind of orderly way with like paper files and things. You know, it looked nice and it sounded like a good idea, but it just kept getting messy and messy again and again, because I was like, I would take everything out and I couldn't take everything out because it was sorted. And so I realized what I needed to keep my mess organized, my desk organized, was actually to have it in drawers where I could easily just put everything. It kind of looks more messy, but it's very easy to grab it all out and put it all back in. And that has helped me to keep the desk organized compared to before, when I tried to like put it all back that way. So that's one example, but I really, today even, or you can post it in there, think about sentimental stuff, weakness. So think about like, okay, those are hard to let go, or maybe the way that you place and display your sentimental stuff. Hey, Nana, thanks for joining. What would you say makes it hard to declutter? Is it hard to let it go? Is it hard to know you want your sentimental stuff to be seen by everyone? Those are the things that you can think about, like, okay, if I'm going to do this decluttering and sentimental is really hard, you might not want to start there. Start with something that's simple, but start maybe with something that, if it's a weakness for you because you love your sentimental items, think about like, is there a place that you want to display one? And then it can turn it into something more motivating. Because like for me, I was really motivated to work on my desk, but I also realized like, hey, if I'm really serious about getting a lot of work done here, I have to organize my desk based on how I actually think and work. And then I was able to get more work done and have the peace of mind of a nice desk. So I hope that makes sense for you, but really that's the key. And is to really always use yourself as your guidelines, because you can look up, you know, get great organizing ideas, and it's good, those like can become your habits. But if you have a tendency to be more messy, or if you have a tendency to like to put things away quickly, then think about that when you are organizing and decluttering. So I hope that helps to make sense. And now I wanted to give you, I'll do a recap of the last 3 points, but I wanted to give you first like a super simple tip that you can do today, I want you to do today. And this can be either, maybe you already have an area in mind of where you want to declutter, or it can be a small space. I suggest like a surface in your home or a shelf, either a visible like bookshelf or cabinet shelf, desk, but some area where you feel like it needs some decluttering. And what you can do is go take a box or take a bag and go to that spot and take a second or two to look at it. Hey, thanks for joining, Caroline. And then look at the spot and ask yourself two questions. Is there anything here that I don't like? Like I don't like the look of? And take that down and put it in the box. Just remove it from your eyesight. And the second one, is there anything here that doesn't make sense? Like maybe you don't know why it's there, or maybe it was there before, but it doesn't fit now. Take that also away, because items that we have that confuse us in our home, they also add to that mental load and that mental space. So if you have something that has kind of just been there or it doesn't feel right, it's really important to remove that and then let your eyes just see how it can look. Like I call this a visual oasis, where you just see, okay, wow. And that even experiencing that is super motivating for starting a bigger decluttering process. So I wanted to give you that tip that you can do right away. And again, put that box after you've removed the stuff, put that box somewhere and just let it sit before, like, don't get into organizing, because I think a lot of times we'll start decluttering and we feel like, I don't know where everything's going to go. But I would say just let that box sit there a little bit and enjoy that space, and then go back to it and figure out, okay, do I need something here? And you can find maybe a box, a little container to put things in that you maybe visibly, they don't look so nice, or you'll get creative. But it's really important to experience first what it looks like without those things that are bothering you. So, hey, thanks for joining, Martin. So I wanted to, yeah, encourage you to do that tip today to experience the joy of decluttering and also how much joy it brings to our eyes. Like I always say that you're communicating, your home is communicating to you. Think about what are those messages you're sending to your eyes? Because again, going back, and I'll recap the 3 points, is the first one was about decluttering your mind. And there's so many things that are constantly being, you know, we're being told just by visibly seeing it. Like we see that desk that's messy and we think, oh my gosh, I have to do, you know, I have to sort those papers, I have to put, and it adds to that list and it feels very heavy. So the more that you can create these little visual oases, those places where it's just beautifully cleared in your home, and communicate that with your eyes, it will make you feel lighter, it will make you feel more motivated. Because your home is really a place that can, you know, create and encourage you to live life and not something you want to bring you down. So that's that first tip. Just to recap before I close, is mental, declutter your mind first. And the way you do that is by having gratitude for what you have in your home, as well as getting specific about the end result you want from decluttering. The second tip is to focus on one area first and commit fully to decluttering that area before moving to other parts of your home. And the third and final tip is to know your weaknesses, or be honest with yourself, so that as you're decluttering, don't get over ambitious about making this huge, tidy home and organized, but really think, how do I live? How do I use this space? And how can I make sense of where I'm putting this stuff? Put a little bit logic to where you put things. And if you have any questions, feel free to let me know. But I hope that helps, because it's decluttering can be so fun in learning, but it's got to start from that place of like, yes, I want to do this, keeping motivated. And I wanted to share, and I'll post it, I have to post it into the title of this, but I have a freebie that I created called the Be Your Own Designer Guide. And in there, I have this Mad Lib, like a visualization exercise, where you fill in, like it's asking questions about your home, how do you want to feel, what do you want on the walls, and you fill in the blanks, and you get a bunch of keywords there. And that can be really helpful with this process too, as well as thinking about, like, what are the most important things to that I want to feel in my home? Because everyone, it's different. And that's always what's going to motivate you to keep cleaning and organizing and making your home a beautiful space. So I'll post that there. And as well, if you enjoyed this live, come join in my Facebook group. It's all about the styling side, which is kind of like the next step after decluttering. You have your space, what you love, how do you display it beautifully? But this was a lot of fun. And also, everyone, thank you for joining in live, who joined in. And let me know if you have any questions. You can also share pictures if you declutter a space today. I know I'm going to do that, the practical tip in my kitchen cabinets, just start removing those things that don't make sense and get that clear space. But yeah, that was all for today. I'm so happy that I could do this live, especially with the highly sensitive extroverts group. And Jen, thank you so much for organizing this. And yay, I'm glad there was great tips. Hi, everyone. Sometimes I couldn't always see all the comments. Yep, but have a great week. Happy Monday, Motivational Monday. Bye for now, and I'll post the links in the comments, in the title, so you can get those. Bye. I canceled it.